Welcome to St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thanks for listening. It's David here again, and today we're looking at Luke chapter 4, verses 31 to 37, as we continue on our theme of encounters with Jesus. Jesus heals the man with an unclean demon. And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed, and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. In today's encounter, a man is healed and set free. But it's not only this man who encounters Jesus. The crowd in the synagogue encounter the authority of Jesus' teaching. They are truly astonished. The unclean demon encounters Jesus too, and is silenced and cast out of the man. The demon is powerless against the authority of Jesus' command. The crowd in the synagogue will likely have heard lots of teaching in the past, but Jesus' teaching was different. It was relatable. It brought conviction to their lives. It challenged the way they conducted themselves. Jesus' words carried authority and demanded a response. When we too hear the teachings of Jesus spoken to our hearts and relevant to our lives, we can't walk away indifferent. It demands a response. This was the astonishment. Their lives couldn't continue the same way. Jesus' words needed to be heeded. It so happened that there was a man there with an unclean spirit. This would serve to exemplify the authority of Jesus. He only had to speak the word, and the demon was silenced and left the man. There was no resistance, no objection, just obedience. Jesus' authority was demonstrated in a very physical and powerful way. The unclean spirit felt firsthand his powerlessness against the Lord. And finally, the man himself encounters Jesus. The account portrays the man as merely a puppet controlled by this unclean demon. But in one sentence, he is set free from the control of the evil spirit. He was in no position to ask for this encounter with Jesus. But Jesus saw his need and had compassion on him. He was set free from the darkness that held him captive. So today, whatever you're doing, take some time to hear the words of Jesus, whether through reading the Bible, through song, through quiet meditation, and let the authority of Jesus encounter your life today, that your only response is radical obedience. Let us pray. Lord, in the moments of quietness, let us hear your voice. Lord, in the depths of our hearts, command obedience to your perfect ways. Lord, in the words you speak, set us free from any hold of darkness on our lives. Lord, let your light shine into our hearts. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Singing over me. You won't kick down, lie, won't